Welcome to Wrigley Field in Chicago, for the game between the Boston Braves and the Chicago Cubs. Here are the starting lineups. For the Boston Braves. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Gene Moore. Batting second. The center fielder, Johnny Cooney. Batting third. The third baseman, Debs Garms. Batting fourth. The second baseman, Tony Cuccinello. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Max West. Batting sixth. The first baseman, L.B. Fletcher. Batting seventh. The catcher, Ray Mueller. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Rabbit Wurstler. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Johnny Lanning. Pitching for the Boston Braves, Johnny Lanning. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Billy Gerges. Batting second. The second baseman, Billy Herman. Batting third. The third baseman, Stan Heck. Batting fourth. The catcher, Ken O'Day. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Frank Demery. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Carl Reynolds. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Ripper Collins. Batting eighth. The center fielder, Phil Cavaretta. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Tex Carlton. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Tex Carlton. And now, play ball. Gene Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Johnny Cooney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooney hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. The ball bounces off Carlton, and towards Gerges, who fields it and throws to first for the out. Moore moves to second. One out. Debs Garms is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garms hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hack fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Moore moves to third. Tony Cuccinello is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cuccinello hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hack fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Hack. Moore scores. Garms moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 1-0, Braves. Max West is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Garms moves to third. Cuccinello moves to second. Max West is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. West takes first base on ball four. L.B. Fletcher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fletcher hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Garms scores. Cuccinello scores. West moves to third. It's 3-0, Braves. Charlie Root now pitching. Ray Mueller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mueller hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Herman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. West scores. Fletcher moves to second. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 4-0, Braves. Rabbit Wurstler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wurstler hits a fly ball into left field. Reynolds settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Braves 4, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Billy Gerges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gerges hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Billy Herman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herman hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of West. Herman reaches second base with a double. Gerges goes all the way around to score. It's 4-1 Braves. Stan Hack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hack hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fletcher scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Hack for the out. Herman moves to third. One out. Ken O'Day is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Day hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cuccinello scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Herman scores. Two outs. It's 4-2, Braves. Frank Demery is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Demery hits a ball on the ground towards short. Worstler scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Braves 4, and the Cubs 2. The Braves will come to bat. Johnny Lanning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lanning hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Herman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Gene Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Moore strikes out. Two outs. Johnny Cooney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooney is 0-for-1 in the game. Cooney hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hack fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Braves 4, and the Cubs 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Cuccinello settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ripper Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Phil Cavaretta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cavaretta hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fletcher fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Charlie Root is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Root is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Braves 4, and the Cubs 2. The Braves will come to bat. Debs Garms is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garms is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Garms takes first base on ball 4. Tony Cuccinello is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cuccinello is 0-for-1 in the game. Cuccinello hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Root fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Max West is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. West is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, West hits a ball on the ground towards first. Collins fields it, throws to second for one, and back over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Braves 4, and the Cubs 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Gil English now playing third base. Billy Gerges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gerges is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Gerges hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cuccinello scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Billy Herman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herman is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Herman hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cuccinello scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Stan Hack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hack is 0-for-1 in the game. Hack takes first base on ball 4. Ken O'Day is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Day is 0-for-1 in the game. He's got one RBI. O'Day hits a ball on the ground towards short. Worstler fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Hack moves to second. Frank Demery is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Demery is 0-for-1 in the game. Demery hits a line drive to left field. West throws towards Worstler. Worstler fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Worstler. Hack scores. O'Day moves to third. Demery moves to second. It's 4-3, Braves. Dick Erickson now pitching. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is 0-for-1 in the game. Reynolds hits a fly ball into center field. Cooney settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Braves 4, and the Cubs 3. The Braves will come to bat. LB Fletcher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fletcher is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Fletcher hits a fly ball into left field. Reynolds settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ray Mueller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mueller is 0-for-1 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Mueller hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gerges scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Rabbit Wurstler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wurstler is 0-for-1 in the game. Wurstler hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Reynolds. Wurstler reaches second base with a double. Dick Erickson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Erickson hits a fly ball into left field. Reynolds settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Braves 4, and the Cubs 3. The Cubs will come to bat. Ripper Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Collins hits a line drive towards short. Wurstler reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Phil Cavaretta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cavaretta is 0-for-1 in the game. Cavaretta takes first base on ball 4. Augie Gallen pinch hits for Charlie Root. Augie Gallen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gallen hits a fly ball into center field. Cooney settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Billy Gerges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gerges is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Gerges hits a fly ball into right field. Moore settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Braves 4, and the Cubs 3. The Braves will come to bat. Clay Bryant now pitching. Gene Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Moore hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Herman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Johnny Cooney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooney is 0-for-2 in the game. Cooney hits a fly ball into left field. Reynolds settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gil English is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. English hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hack fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Braves 4, and the Cubs 3. The Cubs will come to bat. Billy Herman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herman is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Herman hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Stan Hack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hack is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Hack hits a ball on the ground into right center field for a base hit. Herman moves to third. Ken O'Day is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Day is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. O'Day hits a fly ball into left field. West settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Herman scores. One out. It's Braves, 4, Cubs, 4. Frank Demery is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Hack. The throw from Mueller and he is out, Cuccinello applying the tag. Two outs. Frank Demery is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Demery is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. he's got one RBI. Demery hits a ball on the ground towards short. Wurstler scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Braves 4, and the Cubs 4. The Braves will come to bat. Tony Cuccinello is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cuccinello is 0 for 2 in the game. Cuccinello takes first base on ball 4. Max West is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. West is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, West hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Cuccinello moves to third. LB Fletcher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fletcher is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Fletcher hits a pop-up towards short. Gerges settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ray Mueller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mueller is 0 for 2 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Mueller hits a ball on the ground towards third. Fielder's choice made on unknown runner with result that runner safe. Cuccinello scores. West moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. It's 5-4, Braves. Rabbit Wurstler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There go the runners. Both runners are safe. A double steal. Rabbit Wurstler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wurstler is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Wurstler is walked intentionally. Dick Erickson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Erickson is 0 for 1 in the game. Erickson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hack fields it and throws to home to get West. Mueller moves to third. Wurstler moves to second. Two outs. Gene Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Moore hits a pop-up towards short. Gerges settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Braves 5, and the Cubs 4. The Cubs will come to bat. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is 0 for 2 in the game. Reynolds hits a fly ball into right field. Moore settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ripper Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Collins hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cuccinello scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Phil Cavaretta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cavaretta is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Cavaretta is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Braves 5, and the Cubs 4. The Braves will come to bat. Johnny Cooney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooney is 0 for 3 in the game. Cooney hits a fly ball into right field. Demery settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gil English is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. English is 0 for 1 in the game. English hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Tony Cuccinello is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cuccinello is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Cuccinello hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 7-4, Braves. Max West is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. West is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. West hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Bryant fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jack Russell now pitching. LB Fletcher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fletcher is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Fletcher hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Russell fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Braves 7, and the Cubs 4. The Cubs will come to bat. Jack Russell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Russell bunts towards the mound. Erickson fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Billy Gerges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gerges is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Gerges takes first base on ball 4. Russell moves to second. Billy Herman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herman is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 1 RBI. Herman hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Russell scores. Gerges moves to third. It's 7-5, Braves. Ira Hutchinson now pitching. Stan Hack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hack is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Hack hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fletcher fields it, throws to second to get Herman. There's the throw to home to get Gerges, for the double play. Two outs. Ken O'Day is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Day is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. O'Day hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Hack moves to second. Frank Demery is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Demery is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Demery hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Hack scores. O'Day moves to second. It's 7-6, Braves. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is 0-for-3 in the game. Reynolds hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cuccinello fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Braves 7, and the Cubs 6. The Braves will come to bat. Ray Mueller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mueller is 0-for-3 in the game. He's got 2 RBIs. Mueller hits a line drive towards the mound. Russell reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rabbit Wurstler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wurstler is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Wurstler hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Herman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ira Hutchinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hutchinson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gerges misplays the ball. That's an error on Gerges. Gene Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Moore hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Russell fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Braves 7, and the Cubs 6. The Cubs will come to bat. Vince DiMaggio now playing center field. Johnny Cooney now playing left field. Ripper Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Collins hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fletcher scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Collins for the out. One out. Phil Cavaretta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cavaretta is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Cavaretta hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Fletcher settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jack Russell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Russell is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Russell hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Billy Gerges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gerges is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Gerges hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Moore. Gerges reaches second base with a double. Russell goes all the way around to score. It's Braves, 7, Cubs, 7. Billy Hermann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hermann is 3-for-4 in the game, with two singles and a double. He's got two RBIs. Hermann takes first base on ball 4. Stan Hack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hack is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Hack hits a line drive into left field. Cooney settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Braves 7, and the Cubs 7. The Braves will come to bat. Johnny Cooney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooney is 0-for-4 in the game. Cooney hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hermann scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Gil English is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. English is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. English hits a ball on the ground into left center field for a base hit. Tony Cuccinello is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cuccinello is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Cuccinello hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hermann fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Braves 7, and the Cubs 7. The Cubs will come to bat. Ken O'Day is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Day is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. He's got two RBIs. O'Day hits a pop-up towards short. Wurstler settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Frank Demery is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Demery is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. He's got two RBIs. Demery hits a pop-up towards short. Wurstler settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is 0-for-4 in the game. Reynolds hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ripper Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Collins is hit by the pitch. Reynolds moves to second. Phil Cavaretta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cavaretta is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Cavaretta hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fletcher scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Cavaretta for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 10, with the score, the Braves 7, and the Cubs 7. The Braves will come to bat. Vince DiMaggio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DiMaggio strikes out. One out. LB Fletcher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fletcher is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Fletcher hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ray Mueller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mueller is 0-for-4 in the game. He's got two RBIs. Mueller hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Hermann settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rabbit Wurstler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Fletcher. The throw from O'Day and he is out, Hermann applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 10, with the score, the Braves 7, and the Cubs 7. The Cubs will come to bat. Jack Russell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Russell is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Russell is called out on strikes. One out. Billy Gerges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gerges is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. He's got one RBI. Gerges hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Moore. Gerges reaches second base with a double. Billy Hermann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hermann is 3-for-4 in the game, with two singles, a double, and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Hermann hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hutchinson fields it and throws to first for the out. Gerges moves to third. Two outs. Stan Hack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hack is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single and a walk. Hack hits a ball on the ground towards short. Wurstler fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Gerges scores. The game is over. The final score, Chicago Cubs, 8, and Boston Braves, 7. Goodbye from Wrigley Field in Chicago.